due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Kofi! Kofi! Oh my God! Okay, listen to me. I love you. So I'm going to tell you the truth, since no one else will, including your best friend over here. Kofi, these people are not happy for you. You got a taste of their affection, and now you're caught up in the trap of constantly trying to please them, even at your own detriment, giving away championship matches when you don't need to. And let's be honest, if anybody around here deserves a WWE championship match tonight, it's me.
Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 11th. Just a few holidays today. It's Birth Mother's Day, of course, always the Saturday before Mother's Day. Eat What You Want Day. Isn't that every day? International Migratory Bird Day, National Train Day, National Windmill Day, and Twilight Zone Day. And of course, tomorrow is Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers that are good and all you bad mothers, which are better. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with Danger Boy. Good morning, Danger.
Good morning.
And DC Dan Cole.
Good morning. Did you say National Train Day and National Windmill Day?
Yes.
Those would have been perfect when I was over in Holland.
Yeah, they would have been.
Because there was a day where I was on a train and I saw windmills.
Yeah. You see guys like running into them with, on horses in knight's armor with lances.
Well, you know, everybody's worried about cancer now.
Yeah.
So you were advised to keep a safe distance.
Were these like the old school wood ones?
Were the old school Don Quixote wooden stone windmills.
Wow, man. And they have dikes there too, right?
Cash.
Well, I mean, it keeps the water back, you know, and then the little boy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And yes, they do have those.
And then, welcome. And DC, Dan Cole. DC, I know it snuck out last week on the show that you're going to be leaving.
Yeah. My days are numbered.
Yeah, so we got to enjoy DC while we got DC. And, it'll be a mystery, but we'll probably have an idea when the last show will be. So, but DC, it's always been a pleasure working with you, and I'm very excited to see what we can do in the next couple of weeks. You know,
I'm just glad I finally got to be a part of the show without having to buy donuts every week.
Oh, is that a requirement for who's taking over? That's gosh.
Hey, I've laid the groundwork. I bought them enough where we now get them for free.
True. That's true.
So all you have to do, you just have to find someone willing to go pick them up.
That's right.
Get to the point where they buy them enough to get them for free. We're not going to make it easy on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not giving you my special code.
Gotcha.
I'm just telling you, if you're dedicated, there's a way.
Which reminds me to let you know that we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Dunn's Delight, Empire at Culver. And I want you to let folks know that you can join us tonight for UFC 237, Salvatore's Saloon in Scottsville. Salvatore's at the garage door in Irondequoit, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there early, we'll be there. There'll be drink specials all night long, adult beverage specials. That's tonight, Salvatore's Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 237. Interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're into the men's side of the game, there's a Flower City Fear, FLOUR. You can find it on Facebook. Message them, and you can volunteer, you can skate, you can do anything you want. we appreciate anything you can give. I just want to shout out today. There's a game today at the Dome. We've got the B-Sides playing Enchanted Mountain from down in Elmira area. That'll be at 5 o'clock. Doors open 6 o'clock. The action starts. But the coolest thing is we're going to see our first sight of Rochester's area junior roller derby. We have a junior roller derby team in Rochester now, and they're going to be doing a game after the B-Sides game to start. So we get a doubleheader, B-Sides versus the Enchanted Mountain from Elmira area, and then we've got the Reds versus the Blues today. It's going to be the first time we get to see a junior roller derby in Rochester. I'm really excited to call it, and that's going on today at the Dome, so check it out. But we want to talk pro wrestling on this show. We're going to get to it. I want to say a happy 42nd birthday to former Pain Clinic guest and current WWE superstar, Bobby Roode. Bobby Roode is 42 today.
It's Robert.
Robert Roode, sorry.
And he's got the greatest mustache on TV currently.
Well, trying to figure out what they're doing with him, and I think he's trying to figure out what they're doing with him,
too. I think they're trying to figure out what they're doing with him, so.
Because he's, he's not that different a character, but now he gets the booze. You know, so, I don't know. I don't have a problem with him. I like Robert Roode. I think that he's a big, he always reminded me of Arn Anderson, even from when he was in TNA. So it's like he always had that style, and he could, you know, and the body shape and everything. So, you know, happy birthday, Robert Roode, if you see him, 42 years old. What's up, guys? I missed you guys last week. How'd it go, DC? I know Mad Dog was up here and Mr. Eric Eminon. You guys had a nice little roundtable discussion.
Yeah, you know, I think we held down the fort fairly well.
I think you did very good. Are you kidding me?
I think it was okay. I mean, they still let us in the building today, so it couldn't have been too bad.
I will tell you, I've got some messages from people. DC's leaving? It's like, so it must have come out last week. So, you can give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number if you're shy. We're here to talk wrestling. You guys talked wrestling. We've got a lot of stuff going on. What do we want to start with? I don't know. There's so much stuff. This is what we'll start with, okay? And this is something I've been wanting to talk to since I watched Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw, there's two stories that tied to this. We'll talk with the first one. WWE postponed a SmackDown Live event that was scheduled for last Monday in Kentucky. They had a note on the venue, Facebook notes, that the event had been rescheduled for October. And the reason they did that is because they have this new thing they're doing on Monday night. Vince McMahon enacted a new rule. Was it called the wild card rule?
Yeah.
And what it does is it allows three members of another brand to come
over.
Four members.
Or of, six. Or however many show up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, if a tag team comes out, you know, as many people as they want. So basically what it's saying to me is who cares about a brand split? You know, even though Roman Reigns kept reinforcing that he was a SmackDown wrestler that just happens to be coming to Raw.
But he wasn't on SmackDown this week.
No, he wasn't.
Because he had to go to Europe. Because he was advertised for the Raw European tour that he was a part of Raw team on when they announced the shows.
Did you just put your head in your hands when Vince came out and started spieling about this? It reminds me so much of when, you remember when the very first brand split happened and DDP came on to explain it to us? And then they broke the rules about, 2 weeks later after, you know, because John Cena was the ultimate floater between everybody. I don't know. I just, to me, it reeks of desperation.
Well, it reeks of them being told what to do by the networks.
I can't imagine that the network, I mean.
100%, I saw this on Tuesday, 100% USA and Fox want the big stars on both shows. Fox has abandoned their, we don't want our stars on USA thing. They want the big stars on both shows so they can draw the
ratings.
To
me, Vince McMahon always has an upper hand in everything. Is this him trying to, like, you know, show that
and
he still
does? And
this
is him fighting back against having a complete end of the brand split, instead just doing this wild card thing that Lars Sullivan apparently can do whatever he wants.
Apparently so. Danny, what do you think about this? I mean, it's, because of the numbers have been just so bad lately, too. I mean, they're just.
But it's not the solution.
No.
It's not the solution. If anything, it's temporary. So it's either, I'm sorry, they should either fully dedicate themselves to having two separate brands or cut the crap and make it one roster again.
Yeah.
Because you're not doing yourself any favor by waffling on it every time you do it.
I mean, from WrestleMania on, Becky Lynch has been representing both brands.
Well, she's got both titles.
I know she has both titles, but it's like they didn't merge them, so it means she plans on being a dual brand superstar. What do they call her, Becky Two Belts?
The whole thing's a mess right now.
It is,
and it's an absolute mess. And we're used to it. We're used to there being that WrestleMania hangover.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what it is about this year's.
You know what it is?
It's awful.
They've lost 3 or 4 writers since WrestleMania this year.
Well, the writers weren't doing anything good anyway.
No, but I mean, Road Dogg quit. The guy who was the head announcer or head writer for Raw got demoted and fired. I mean, I don't know. It's really reeks of desperation. 222-1280 star 12 is the number. We've got Joe Coopersburg on the phone. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how are you guys? Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you too, sir.
I am in full agreement. It is time to end the brand split. If they are going to Fox, if they are staying on USA, just go with the best roster all the time. Put your B guys on your main events. Put your B guys on your 205. Even bring up some of those lightweights that can entertain and give us one good show. The wild card is insane. And you know what's funny? Roman was tweeting the whole weekend that he was going to be at Raw. And then the Raw guys go, no, he's not. No, he's not. And it's just insane. And you know what? It's not just ROH anymore. It's NJPW. It's MLW. There's more and more out there for the consumer. I don't think AEW or ROH or MLW will take them over, but they're going to certainly make them think twice before they do anything again.
Oh, I'll say this. What I've heard AEW is going to be on TNT.
TNT. It's being announced next week.
And it will be a Monday Night's Wars. No, you don't think it's going to be Monday
Night? No, it's either going to be Tuesday or Thursday. When it's not going to be, they're not going head to head.
They're not going head to head. No, but you know that it's definitely going to be happening, and there's a big announcement coming out about that. I mean, you got a guy who's worth $1 billion who's going to pay what, about $200,000 a week to have those 2 hours. You know, there's competition waiting in the wings. I think
it's funny. Dustin Rhodes actually came out and said, and I'll agree with you guys, he's not going to go Monday night. He's not going to go head to head with these guys. But they pick up steam with that TV show. And again, WWE's King of the Mountain. They're the McDonald's. But you've got everyone else picking and knitting at them. And they better get their act together. And the best way to do it is best show all the time. Take your Romans. Take your Daniel Bryans. Take your best guys and feature them every time so we all tune in.
Did you say they're the McDonald's? Have you been listening to Jim Cornette by any chance?
I was doing too much internet reading. I'm sorry, guys. I got sucked in.
That's okay. No, that's okay, because Danny had pointed it out to us, too, that he's right. You know, it's like why people say, why WWE? You know, why aren't people, like, you know, up in arms over these low numbers and everything? And Cornette compared it to, well, McDonald's makes cheeseburgers.
Certainly not the best cheeseburgers.
No, but, yeah, but they sell millions of them, so it's like... That's kind of what we're getting with WWE right now.
Here's the good thing about AEW, and if you really think about it, and this is something we talked about last week, just due to, you know, like he alluded to, there's so much wrestling product out there. They don't have to go head-to-head with them on Monday nights to beat them. They can offer a better product on a different night. People's time is valuable. You just have to get someone to say, do I want to spend 3 hours on Monday watching Raw, or do I want to spend 2 hours on Tuesday watching a better product? Where do I want to spend my time?
Yeah,
you don't have to go head-to-head to beat them.
You got that, and they also I
truly agree with you guys. I want to close on one note. The other mistake WWE is doing, and it's been too long, 3 hours is just too long of a wrestling program. Give me 2 hours and I'm in. That third hour, you know what, I'm watching 8 to 8:30. I kind of zone out for a little while. I come back at 10:15. 3 hours is way too much.
Oh, yeah, and that's been a problem since they went 3 hours. I think everyone always felt, I mean, we complain continuously about the recaps in the beginning of the third hour every week, you know, so.
The problem is they won't drop that third hour because they make that much off ad revenue for it.
Yeah, hey, Joe, thanks for calling, man.
I love you guys, man.
Love you too, man. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. I just got a call. Someone asked me, do you think there's a chance Salvatore's would show at the AEW pay-per-view next weekend?
I heard a rumor, and I haven't seen it confirmed or anything. They will be streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Oh, really?
I don't know how true that is. I know it's airing on pay-per-view over in the UK.
Okay.
That's all I know. They haven't announced much of anything otherwise. They might announce it when they do the upfronts for TNT or for Turner this week. and announce their TV show that's going to happen.
I've gotten a bunch of press releases from them, and the ones that have been lately have been like foreign markets signing on to show their show as well as their pay-per-view. So it wouldn't surprise me. They have a big announcement coming out. I know it's good. You know, they've been teasing it. So
it's going to be in the next couple of days.
Yeah. So you got to keep your eyes open on that. But
from Madison Square Garden.
No, they had other news this week. Jerry Lynn has joined the company as a, I don't know,
trainer,
producer, something like that. You know, and Jerry Lynn, incredible wrestling mind. And I just will never forget him eating cake on a spoon, on a fork from Al Snow. When we were watching WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Okay. The image will never get on my head, but I'll tell you, Jerry Lynn was one of the reasons Impact did as well as they did when they first started, because he was the class of the organization. It wasn't Mr. JL.
It was Jerry Lynn and AJ Styles.
That's right, AJ Styles, and it wasn't Ken Shamrock either, who ended up winning the championship for the very first pay-per-view show. You know, there was a few names. It wasn't Jeff Jarrett either, as much as Jeff Jarrett wants to believe it was him.
It was Toby Keith.
It was Toby Keith coming out and playing a song. So we're going to go to break on that. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got a little bit of a Luke Harper update, a little bit. We're going to continue on this until we get to see him on TV again, or they let him, they free him. Should we like make T-shirts free Luke Harper?
They already don't like us. Might as well.
I know. You know. But we're going to go to break on that. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
One for the ages. Those will be a Raw no one will ever forget. Why? Well, because we're starting out with me, Vincent Kennedy.
That didn't take long.
You just gonna go ahead and hand it over to SpongeBob and Patrick, Rand
and Stimpy,
Beavis and Butthead. Damn. Either way it goes, Shane. Put the SmackDown tag titles on the line one more time so SmackDown Live can get locked down. Oh, stop!
McMahons, forget the McMahons. You could have came to me. File your complaint with me because I am your WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Hi, this is Shane McMahon, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Samoa Joe and his Godzilla-themed music again. Godzilla coming out, a couple weeks?
Yeah, 31st.
May 31st. I think it's. You know what's weird is Memorial Day is early this year.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like May 31st is actually the weekend after Memorial Day. Excuse me. I was going to say, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. Looking forward to UFC tonight at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Come hang out with me. Got roller derby first, so I might come a little bit overdressed. But
I think I'm stopping out for this one.
All right. Come on out, man. Double B's going to be there, too.
Oh, that might change my mind. No.
222-1280 Star Toys number. We'll go right to the phones. It's Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
We're doing great. How you doing?
I can't complain. It's a Saturday morning. I woke up. It's all good, baby.
It's sunny. You know what? It's funny. It turns May, and then all of a sudden we go from the worst April I remember in weather to, it's getting better.
To the worst May.
Exactly.
So far it's been the worst May, but now at least today it's, right now it's 49 degrees out, but it's beautiful, sunny, and it's the Lilac Festival.
There and you know you what? Go.
And even better, if the Mark was here, if you guys remember the Mark from a couple of years ago, he's on
no,
the show.
I don't know who you're talking about.
There's a guy named the Mark. Well, there's these wiener dogs that are over at the park over here? George Washington?
Washington Square Park.
Yeah, and they're everywhere. I'm driving in here and there's wiener dogs everywhere. It's pretty
attack of the dachshunds.
Yeah, it's, dachshunds, wiener dogs, whatever. But they were everywhere. I was scared I was going to hit them because, you know, I see leashes going by and oh, they're so low I can't see them. You know, it's like don't go underneath my wheels. So
yeah, that's like our 1 year old best. Our own girl, she's a little short stuff.
Cool. So what's up, dude? I didn't get to talk to you last week. Mad Dog was in here with Danny and Eric Eminon, and they were talking the stuff. And I listened back to it. It was a fun show. And you know, it's good to be able to sit back and listen to the show when I'm not involved with it and realize how much I talk too much. So, go on, buddy.
Hey, I'd like to start off with ROH. I'm digging this new women's faction and women's honor, whether you allure.
Yeah. You know what? They were in town. They were in Buffalo. What was it, last Wednesday?
Wednesday.
It was part there's so much going on that you would have seen that. You would have seen the New Japan wrestlers also over here. I don't know if all these are TV tapings that they're doing, but I know that they had title changes. I put it in the news. I don't know if we should read it or not. It wasn't the heavyweight title, but there's a lot of stuff going on. I love what they're doing. Are you kidding me? That's the thing about Ring of Honor is that everyone steals their guys, but they have enough smarts in the business and creativity that they can bring in new people to fill in those spots as soon as they leave.
Yeah, Mandy Leon's she's come a long way. She's a good little wrestler so far.
Yeah, what do you think Matt Tavern is the
Taven,
whatever. What do you think of him as the heavyweight champ?
I think it's not going to be a long run. I do like him as a faction. The Kingdom has him being the mouthpiece, but separately, I don't think he's as strong as with his faction.
So you think were they setting up to give someone else the title eventually that's there now?
I wouldn't mind seeing a heel Dalton run.
Or Jay Lethal, you know, again, even though Jay Lethal, you know. Yeah, there's some good stuff going. I mean, they were just in Buffalo on Wednesday and you missed them.
He's treating the boys like crap. I love it. The boys are really good wrestlers. I mean, it's just funny, you know, they come out as his, you know, his little man, you know, his little servants and stuff like that, but they're good wrestlers.
They also make really good stairs to the ring, you know, so.
Now, on to Impact. I haven't seen Impact, like, as a whole show in a few years. Where could you watch it? It's been all over the place. Is there a specific outlet that you could watch it?
What's channel? Destination TV, is it? I can't remember.
I remember Twitch.
Twitch. I'm sorry.
A channel? I thought that was just a website.
It's a streaming website. It's usually a gamer's website.
Why isn't it on a regular network?
No, there is a network. It is on a network.
It's not a network, but it's not one we get.
Yeah, after they left Pop, we used to get the reruns of Pop. You could watch it on demand.
Yeah, it was a few weeks behind, like a couple years ago. I used to see it on demand.
If I watch it now, I don't know if I'd recognize anybody beyond Johnny Impact. And, I mean, they just got rid of, what's his name? Button guy.
Eli Drake.
They just fired Eli Drake.
They got
Drake.
Brian Cage,
who's their champ right now.
And they just signed Michael Elgin. They just signed the beast Elgin.
Well, Michael Elgin's always kind of been teasing going other places for a long time. It doesn't surprise me he eventually made it to Impact. But he also, it's a bunch of Canadians running the company now. So it's like, it makes sense, you know?
What was that guy that was in ECW? Cyrus the Virus.
Yeah. Don
Callis.
Don Callis, as well as the manager of old Team Canada,
Scott DeMore,
who we had on the air here. And who was it? It was Jerry Lawler's little boy.
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
What's he ever done?
Yeah. Sorry. Rest in peace, Brian Christopher. But So what about what about WWE? I mean, you're tiptoeing around it.
I am, but I like to save that. For last, I didn't know that Becky Lynch is going to get a new stepfather soon.
Yeah, if you didn't see that stuff online, it's freaking hilarious.
Did you hear when Big E called into Sirius XM yesterday with Dave LaGreca?
No, I did not. What'd he say? I mean,
oh my God, he played it up so. He was on with him and Mark Henry, and he was doing it. He channeled his inner sexual chocolate. Oh my God, it was hilarious.
Oh man.
Talking about Becky's mom. Oh my God.
I've been following the whole Becky thing with her and Bailey just trading jabs back and forth continuously. And I know eventually led to her mom giving a stern look in a picture.
No, that was The other one.
No, Becky's mom? No, I thought
it was Becky's mom, but it wasn't Bayley.
Oh, it wasn't Bayley she was fighting with when she did that was going on? It was some interesting stuff. If you follow Twitter, definitely follow the man and actually most of the stars.
I love her response, as long as I don't become Beck E. Langston.
Beck E. Langston. Cool. Just a few other things. I was watching NXT. Do you think that they're trying to break Roddy away from Undisputed Era?
Eventually, it's going to have to happen.
That's what it looks like. That's what they've been doing since the last takeover.
Yeah, and Roderick's an incredible wrestler. So it's like, I mean, I don't know why he's not been called up. I mean, we'll see. I mean, the more intriguing stories are down at NXT, without a doubt. You know, I mean, because they get to experiment with a little bit things. But it's good. It'll happen eventually. You know, I mean, then they'll have to bring some more people into NXT, you know.
And who would have thought? About three years ago or so, when they did the Tough Enough, that Patrick would have come. Velveteen Dream, man, that dude has got all around him.
He was signed as soon as he got kicked off the show. I mean, he was signed. I mean, and he was what? Then he was like what, 19 or 20?
Yeah, 19, 20. He's only about 24, 25 now.
Yeah, oh, I know. And he definitely is going to move up. I think that he needs. I think in Vince McMahon's eyes, he needs a little bit more refining. You know, and can he do the same gimmick on WWE TV he's doing down at NXT?
Will he get TV time?
Yeah.
I think the problem will be in Vince's eyes, he's nothing.
Pretty much, because Vince, you know, I mean, who knows? Well,
what are you talking about, pal?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't help his cause, but I'm sure it's fizzled out now when he rolled out his tights. Vince, call me up.
I don't know. I think, if anything, that kind of opened some eyes to him, you know, because people were shocked that he actually would do a shout-out to Vince on his tights. And you know the people who make the wardrobe, you know, all work for Vince McMahon, so it must have been okay before he did it. So,
and what do you think of what they're doing? Triple H is doing to our hometown boy, making him last out his contract, adding some months onto his injury, and not even using him.
It's a good question. You know, we were going to address that. There's a news story coming up in our list because we want to free Luke Harper. And ideally, in my wildest dreams, they would patch it up and then he would get pushed heavily. But right now it's not. I don't think it's in that boat right now. But there was some news that came out that this past week, and just to update the drama of Luke Harper. Luke Harper actually asked for his release in November of last year. Mm-hmm. He went right up to Vince and asked him, and Vince said that. Vince said, if WWE wasn't going to use him, he'd like to be released. And Vince told him to take it up with Triple H. And Triple H then didn't respond to Harper, at least recently. So,
yeah, they added, I guess it was supposed to be in November, or that's with the month added on. I'm not sure.
You know, the thing is when I'm beginning to believe that he had to take time off because his partner was injured. I'm not sure. Was it surgery an elective or was it a necessary?
He was told that he was going to be off TV. From what I heard, yeah. I haven't talked to him personally, but from what I heard, he was told he was going to be off TV while Rowan was out, so he had the surgery that he needed to have anyways.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't know if he needed it immediately. So, but he might have taken it because he knew he was going to be off TV.
Yes.
So he kind of gets punished for Rowan's injury. Because he was going to be off TV anyways. It's what he told us. He goes, when Rowan got hurt, he said, one of two things. Either I'm going to get a singles push or you're not going to see me till Rowan comes back. And, mm-hmm. and that was the case, And he was ready to come back when Rowan came back, so.
They also just added, they're not just doing this Luke Harper. They just added 2 months onto, I think it's Dash Wilder's contract.
Yeah, when he had his jaw injured.
From when he had his jaw broken 2 years ago. They just added it because they turned down their contract extensions.
Oh, they turned it down again?
Yeah.
Wow. So they're definitely on their way. So they make a little press, and everyone thinks that they're back in good graces with them, but they're still leaving.
Well, look, so what they're doing to my TV. More back shaving soon?
Yeah, more back shaving. That's
more back shaving?
That was funny.
Or icy hot on the,
icy hot.
The groinal region?
Somebody was watching Revenge of the Nerds when they wrote those skits, okay?
Hey, pal, wow. I saw this great new movie.
It's Revenge of the Nerds, and they put icy hot on their jocks. No.
and one other thing, and I appreciate the time, is I've been watching MLW for the last little bit here, catching up now that I have that channel. And it's the first time I've seen this guy, Ace Austin, man, I think he's a good worker.
He's on Impact now too.
He's on Impact, yeah.
So he floats back and forth.
Yeah, well, you're allowed to. It's funny is we had Jake Hager on, what was it, about 4 months ago before his first fight, and he badmouthed MLW. He said, you know, I work for anybody but them. So I'm not really sure what his beef is with them, but he's fighting this weekend in Bellator tonight, actually. Or no, was it last night? I don't remember if it was last. Oh, it is tonight. Bellator has a fight tonight, and he's
We the People.
Yeah, it's on the DAZN channel. You ever seen the new streaming service for MMA and boxing, DAZN?
Yeah.
He's fighting a second fight against a guy named TJ Jones, who a friend of mine sent me a picture, and he said he looks like your average listener of your radio show. So it's like, the last guy was like a bouncer. So this guy is, so they're feeding him some tomato cans in his first few fights and everything. But, hey, Rick, we got to fly, bro.
All right, thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
Well, you too. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. We're going to go to break on that. Come back and talk with you as well as some more news. If you want to give us a call, 222-1280. You can text us at that number. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
What if I allowed 3 members of SmackDown to come to Raw on a given occasion? What if I invited 3 members of Raw to come to SmackDown? We would have ourselves a wild card rule. There's no telling what the hell would happen. I'm a genius.
Hold on a second. Jeez, my nose is burning. I mean, I'm glad you made it out of the dumpster that Braun Strowman threw you out of. I mean, for God's sakes, you smell like a foot. The least you could have done was take a shower, Sammy.
Ha ha ha, make fun of me because I smell. That's good. I did take a shower. As a matter of fact, it doesn't come out that easily.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Vince? You see, I finally get the Raw and the Superstar shakeup. And the next thing I know, you have SmackDown Live's superstar here on Raw.
Well, there's an explanation for that. It's called wild card rule. I just came up with it.
A wild card rule? It seems pretty convenient, if you ask me.
Kofi Kingston's constant shilling as WWE champion. Shilling of pancakes, shilling of merchandise, shilling of consumerism is a threat to our very existence. That is why I have no choice but to eliminate Kofi as a role model, not just for the future of the WWE, but for the future of humanity. Because Kofi Kingston, he's not a role model. Kofi Kingston is not a champion. He's simply masquerading as both. And I am here to correct course for human history, to regain the WWE Championship and once again become what I was born to be, the planet's champion.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
So Daniel Bryan's going to snap his fingers and everything's going to be good, right?
That's the way it works. I've seen a movie where that happens.
Yeah, 222-1280, star 12 is the number. We haven't even got into Daniel Bryan and Rowan, now tag team champs of SmackDown, which that came out of left field. Everybody's on it. You know, the thing is the best thing about this past week is we got a lot of Daniel Bryan on both shows, a lot of AJ Styles on both shows. I think we got, you know,
2 good championship matches.
Yeah. So I think, you know, I mean, if you like wrestling, there was some good wrestling. So 222-1280, star 12 is the number. We got Fats on the line. What's up, Fats?
Hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to talk to you about that upcoming fight Jake Hager has. TJ Jones is no tomato can.
Oh, okay. Man. Okay.
He's 9-1 in his career with 8 knockouts. He's a sheet metal worker, like, remember Butterbean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he's got power, man. he may not be as talented as Hager, and I'm going to say Hager will win. Because he was actually pretty impressive in his first fight, although he was that one he was going up against the tomato can.
Yeah, that guy was a bouncer. That was his claim to fame.
This TJ Jones is not a joke. I mean, he's, like I said, he's 9-1 with 8 knockouts in his career. So
okay, cool. I'm good. I mean, and the thing is, if you have days and you can watch it tonight, or you can come down and hang out with me at Salvatore's at the garage door and watch UFC, Jessica Andrade, and I can't remember the main event. She's
Rose.
Oh yeah, Rose Namajunas. So we're gonna get a.
Oh yeah, Rose, my favorite female fighter, the Thug.
Pat Barry's girl. Yeah, I think. Yep. So
yeah, I actually got to meet both of them when they were in town last year or 2 years ago.
Go ahead, really Fats, cool. Are you happy about the UFC coming here next weekend?
Oh yeah! I can't wait.
Me neither. I'm super excited. I got a press credential, so I'm definitely gonna be there all day on Saturday.
Oh nice. Yeah. Oh nice. And you need somebody to carry your equipment.
Yeah. I can't wait to see Dez. I'm hoping John Jones makes an appearance. You know, this is his hometown.
Yeah, I'm hoping he shows up to at least to chill in the audience and root on his boys.
He will too. I think because he's the one who's been very proactive about getting here.
Didn't he actually and testify in front of the assembly to try and get it legalized here?
I'm not sure if he did that, but I know that he made a statement once it was legal. He said, "I want to fight in my hometown," and he goes, we're a small arena compared to where he can fill, but he's still, maybe he'll come and visit family and hang out and sit in the crowd and maybe cause some problems with Cormier or something,
That'd be awesome.
Man, thanks for calling.
Okay, bro, I'll talk to you later.
Yep, 222-1280, star 12 is a number. Talking a little UFC, I'm super excited for next weekend, so we'll see. And if you haven't been to one before, definitely come and watch it. Some great prelims. It's going to be a great night of UFC action here in Rochester. Cannot wait. Did you guys see the news about the WWE Network put out about what things you can't watch the network on starting soon? That's going to hurt some people, I think.
That is going to hurt some people. There's especially the Xbox 360 one.
Yeah, as of March.
I was going to say the Windows 10
and PlayStation
3.
Well, Windows 10 is only the app. It's not the the computer format.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Yeah,
there is. So as of March 21st, if you're watching WWE Network on any of these products, you're going to have to get a Roku or something. Amazon Fire Tablet, Apple TV, LG 2016 and earlier models, PlayStation 3, Samsung. 2016 and earlier. Oh, that's why.
It's all a scam, man, to get people to buy new stuff.
Samsung and Sony Blu-ray players, Sony non-Android TVs, Windows 10 desktop, and Xbox 360. So if you're watching the WWE Network in there, you're going to get blocked, which is probably going to hurt them, I think. Because, I know a lot of people use PlayStations to do their TV viewing, too, so it doesn't.
You can still use your PlayStation 4.
Okay, PlayStation 4, just the Xbox 360, which is an older Xbox as well.
Don't worry, they'll just make up for it by coming out with a new pricing system or a tiered system.
Yeah, you spend some more money with them. Yeah, well, that, or you got to buy, maybe they'll have they'll send out some ads with discount TVs or that will work with it. Or like I said, Roku is like about $25-$30. You can find one, you find a used one even better. It's a pretty simple system to set up, and all you have to do is have a high-speed internet.
However, the network also announced something, and this has a Rochester tie-in too. They're showing a hidden gem that has not been seen in, I don't think it ever shown to the masses, and I know it's something that a lot of people want to see. So back in 1987, they were looking for the next Hulk Hogan, and this guy named Tom McGee, who was a bodybuilder, had a match with Bret Hart here in Rochester that made Vince McMahon want to make him the next Hulk Hogan, and they pushed him based off that match. And that match has not been seen. It was a dark match, and they are showing it on the network after Raw on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And it's funny. It's because they were looking for the next Hulk Hogan, and they were pushing aside the guy they had, Bret Hart, who ended up,
Bret Hart was 2 years into his WWE career.
I was going to say, his reign didn't happen for quite a while after that, but they would never find.
But Bret Hart made this guy look good enough that they decided they wanted to push him as next Hulk Hogan, and he was undefeated for a while until they realized, wow, this guy really sucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so interesting. I'm definitely going to check that out Monday night after Raw. That sounds pretty cool. One last piece of news before we go back to break. And I know it seems like there's a lot of breaks, but that's the way it works. NXT commentator Mauro Ranallo re-signed up with WWE. I don't know how long. He didn't say how long the contract
was. That was 3 years.
Was it 3 years? They call him the bipolar rock and roller, and he's the first to admit it. He has some bipolar issues. I mean, and it didn't help when he was working with JBL, who was intolerant of anything to do with him and, you know, made his life H-E double hockey sticks. But Moro Ranallo, one of my favorite. One guy, just telling someone a story about, I got to go to the UFC in the Air Canada Center when John Jones beat, I can't remember his name now.
Is it Belfort?
Yeah, Vitor Belfort. And the guy behind me in line to come in through the media doorway was a guy named Ariel Helwani. And the guy behind him was a guy named Moro Ranallo. And I'm standing in line with these two guys, and I'm trying not to fanboy as much as I can. But this is before he ever did. I mean, Moro had done wrestling, but not. He had done, like, Stampede wrestling and stuff like that. But he hadn't done WWE stuff. But he was big in Bellator, you know. He was big in the MMA world. So I knew both of them. And what was it called? Antenna? No, it's Ariel. Ariel Helwani, who was another big name. You know, and he's so big that he got banned by UFC because they didn't like what he, you know, some of the stories he was coming out with that were a little bit too close to home for them. But an interesting story. It was a lot of fun. We're gonna go to break on that. Come back. We've got one last segment. If you want to get a call in, 222-1280-STAR-1280. You can text us if you have an interesting thing to say. If not, we'll talk to you on the flip side. You listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Ahead, I mean, you come out here talking about SmackDown like it's the house that you built. Oh, you know SmackDown, the show that's been around, Vince, for what, 20 years? For over 1,000 episodes? I've got news for you, pal. The show was fine before you got there, and it's been fine since you left.
Oh, hey, folks, this is Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Tough guy.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you. Coming out tonight to UFC 237 Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. A 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there early, we'll be there hanging out. Come out and hang out with us. Drink specials all night long. That's tonight, Salvatore Saloon in Scottsville and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 237. I believe 238 is the next one with John Jones on it, too. So we got... starting to build up momentum for some great UFC cards coming up. The closer we get to the middle of July, the better the cards get, it seems. So we'll come back to a little bit of Alexa Bliss music. I just heard Alexa Bliss and her boyfriend broke up quite a while ago. She was dating Buddy Murphy, and they broke up in September. So Alexa Bliss has been on the market, I guess. You know she has a pig. And by the way, I sent Mad Dog was on last week, and he talked about Mandy and... and Sasha, what's her name? Sonya Deville going to the different donut shops every time they go to a different city. And she does. I've seen that before where they like go to donut shops, they get the crazy donuts and they eat them in their like limo or their taxi or whatever, their rental car. And so I sent him a message and asked him to come to Donuts Delight when the next time they come to Rochester, you know, and eat some donuts.
I'll come back. I'll get them free donuts.
Yeah. You know, we get them up here every Saturday morning.
Yeah, Mandy. They can come hang out with us and eat donuts.
Yeah, Mandy, you can come up anytime. Bring Sonya with you. Bring anybody else you want with you. Bring them up. I mean, she's getting a heck of a push right now, too. So just throwing that out there. But, you know, it shows you, you know, I thought that was interesting because Mad Dog brought up and it's like, yeah, you know, I forgot to mention every time I go on and see they're in a different town, they're getting donuts. And they're eating these ones that, you know, I mean, obviously she's in like tip top, incredible shape. And it's like, so she must work those donuts off later doing something. But we've got to get some news in before we get out of here. Let's see. I don't know if there's anything besides. Let's see. Oh, the XFL. You guys see the news on the XFL? They have signed deals with TV this week coming up, last week.
They got some big TV deals. They signed with ABC and ESPN and with Fox and FS1. So they're going to have not just one game. They're going to have national like broadcast TV as well as the cable channels. They're not messing around.
They are not.
And the one thing, the AAF fell flat because they didn't have money.
Yeah.
Well, Vince is the one personally funding this, so they'll have the money. They're not going to have someone pull out because they're trying to steal technology or anything like that. They're going to try.
Well, I mean, it's going to start in a year from now, I think. So it's going to...
starts the week after Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, so it's... we got a while, but... yeah, there's a lot of people that were saying, you know, having a lot of doubt about what was going to happen after what happened to the AAF there, and the AAF kind of closed up shop halfway through the season. you saw some of the crowds on TV too. It's like it wasn't enough to keep that thing going, you know, the 10,000 and the 50,000 seat stadium.
Well, you have to have the longevity. It's the same thing. It's like wrestling. AEW's probably not going to make money their first year. They'll be in the red. But their goal is to make money the second and third and fourth year.
Well, they've got a guy, Shad Khan, there, who's quite the business guy.
Well, Shad Khan has nothing to do. It's Tony.
I'm sorry. Shad made all the money. And Tony's kind of like...
Tony makes money. Tony works for almost every Major League Baseball team with analytics and stuff like that. His company does very, very well.
Okay. So, but nevertheless, I think that, you know, this guy comes in with a lot of experience. They'll at least cover their costs of the TV, I think, with commercials and things like that.
They're not paying for TV.
I thought they were paying.
No.
It's a vicious, vicious rumor, Cash.
Is it really? I thought because it's...
That was shot down immediately as it came out.
But remember, WWE also was, you know, paid for TV at one time, too.
In the 80s.
Yeah, when they were first on USA, they paid like $200,000 a week, and then they made like $1 million in revenue. So it was always a profit-making situation.
AEW is... I don't know what the TV deal is going to be. It hasn't come out what they're going to make on it, or if they're going to make money, or what they're doing. But they're not paying for TV.
Really? I'm surprised, because, no. I mean...
Why are you surprised? TV stations are... jonesing for content. They have nothing.
I know, but the thing is they can make money, and it seems like a good hand-in-hand kind of deal, because you sell, you know, they allow you to sell the commercials for the time you spend on TV. It's done like that all over the place. You know,
WWE gets commercial profit, and they get paid to be on the show.
Yeah, and then during the network spots, they can just shrink it down into a little box, and you can watch what's going on in the ring still. So, yeah. Okay, well, thanks for wising me up on that a little bit, but it's like I'm not absolutely 100% thinking that that's going to be the case. I guess we'll find out when we find out, which, you know, whenever that may
Supposedly they had people competing over them. So
really?
When that happens, you're not paying for TV.
I know, but they have no track record, you know? I mean, they have one track record. They have one show that sold out in, you know, an hour.
They have two shows that sold out.
Okay, so.
Cash, it's the same thing as like somebody on YouTube getting a deal. It's yeah, you might not have a track record, but they see the eyes that are on you right now.
Sure.
And AEW, despite, you know, only having, well, technically they haven't even had a show, because All In was not an AEW show.
No, you're right.
But they have sold out a show.
Right. They have sold out a show.
So, okay. It makes sense. You know, you're right. So we'll see what happens. We'll probably have some big news coming. So please check us out on
Facebook. Next week we'll have big news, because it's going to happen at the upfronts this week.
So Wednesday.
Wednesday. So we have,
from MSG.
And if you're following us on Facebook, we'll post links and stuff when we hear it. And it's going to be a big deal. And who knows? I get a lot of press from them all the time. So maybe we'll get someone who can come on and talk with us about it next week.
Maybe people we know can send us the press release early.
No, I'm getting press releases now. I'm definitely in the loop now. So we got to get out of here, unfortunately. We're running out of time. Some real quick news as we leave, I will say, is Rhino has announced he's not going to be re-upping his contract with WWE. I don't think he's going to be brought in to AEW.
No, he said he wants to work the indies, though, and help people that are up and coming and all that stuff. But he also said he also got paid more money than he's making right now to not wrestle.
Yeah.
By the WWE after he's done.
Wow, that's interesting. So, also, some other news, a former guest on the show multiple times, Matt Morgan, he was voted new mayor of Longwood, Florida. So now Matt Morgan is a politician, a 7-foot-tall politician, who big-time scary dude. So I'm very proud of him, man. He's a good dude. He was very good to us.
I hope he didn't leak it too soon. He's not going to call you and yell at you, is he?
Yeah, we got to get called up and yelled at because we talked about stuff we weren't supposed to. But Jeff Hardy had surgery on his knee this past week. He's going to be out for a bit. That's why they had to drop the titles. We want to thank you for listening. Next week is going to be super UFC week here in Rochester. Thank you so much coming out tonight to watch UFC with us. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Danger Boy. Another week with Danny next week, so don't worry. He'll be here. We'll see you next week, folks.